It's time for Benedict and Raven basketball on Care Radio 93.7 and online at mscsports.net. Join Tom and Gus Counts as they provide play-by-play coverage and in-game analysis of Raven hoops throughout the regular and postseason. Our coverage is made possible in part by our title sponsor, Hamada Wealth Management. Stay tuned. Your pregame begins right after these messages from our Raven sports boosters.
Why not start the new season with a visit to an old friend, Mueller's Locker Room, locally owned and operated. Mueller's is Atchison's original sports bar and grill, and has been the hot spot for good times since 1988. With a wide selection of great foods, plus great beer, wine, and spirits, you'll always win at Mueller's. In the dugout or on the deck, Mueller's be your locker room. Mueller's Locker Room, at 120 South 2nd in Atchison. Your sports bar for all seasons.
Your only source for local daily news, along with weather, sports, and the best mix of hit country. This is KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison.
Hi, this is Dan Rapplinger from Exchange Bank. You know, banking is so much better when you have friends that you know and trust. The kind you find at Exchange Bank. When it's time for a new car, a new house, or even a line of credit for your business, turn to us. We'll be there with you every step of the way. Exchange Bank. We're your friend and your banking partner. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community minded, that's my bank.
Welcome to the Ralph Gymnasium here on the beautiful campus of Benedictine College in Atchison, Kansas. We're getting set for college basketball this afternoon in the Heart of America Athletic Conference. The Benedictine Ravens play host to the Park University Pirates. Hello again, everybody. Joseph, he's back in the Care Sports Studio. He's engineering and producing and doing the hard work. Tom Counts with you here in the gym. I'm having all the fun. We're getting set for a couple of what promised to be really, really good ball games. These two teams have played earlier this season down at Parkville. Benedictine won both of those. But both teams have changed a lot on both the men's and women's side since then. We're going to talk a little bit about that. We're going to be back here bringing you the starting lineups, bringing you a little insight into the game, and then the tip-off for the ladies' game. It's beginning right here at noon on KAIR-FM Horton Atchison. The guys' game coming up at 2. We're taking a break. We'll be right back.
New at Taco John's in Atchison, Queso Blanco Creations. The Queso Blanco menu includes the double cheese chicken boss burrito and Queso Blanco loaded nachos. It's bigger, bolder, better. And check out their new fried chicken tacos with chipotle lime or spicy jalapeno ranch. It's all at Taco John's, just south of the tracks on 10th Street in Atchison. Taco John's, ole the day.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. They carry a line of diesel engine parts including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax and PowerStroke engines. Now open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 6 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Hundley Liquor is your hometown liquor store with everything you can imagine. Whether you're in the mood to finish a great day by kicking back and drinking a domestic or imported beer, or maybe even a fine wine to pair with your dinner tonight, whatever your need, look no further. Hundley Liquor at 119 South 9th Street has got it. Beer, wine, spirits. Hundley Liquor, hometown friendly, hometown helpful in Atchison.
Someone once gave this sage advice on investments. Know what you own and why you own it.
I like it. Welcome back to the Knowledge Gym, everybody. Public Announcements announcer. He's getting set to introduce the starters to the crowd on hand. It's a nice crowd. We would encourage you, you know, if you want to get up here before there's any weather change, you can watch the ladies' game, the guys' game, be back in time for the football game this afternoon. They got the Courtside Cafe going on. Student appreciation. They're going to be doing some cool stuff between games here today. And with all that said, let's talk about this team and let's go through the starting lineups. First of all, for Park University under 13th season head coach Norman Kenneth Cooper. Park coming into the game at 4-14. They were 2-11 in the conference, and they're going to be starting Iva Drobniak. Iva is a 5'7" sophomore from Belgrade, Serbia. It'll be Taylor Shelby, a 5'7" junior from Chino Hills, California. Denitra McGee, she's a 5'9 junior from Shreveport, Louisiana, came out of Garden City Community College. You're also going to find Hilda Morrison from Ängelholm, Sweden. She's a 6-foot freshman. And running out the starting five for Park, Michaela Artis. She's a 6'2" sophomore from Eisen Kent in Great Britain. For the Benedictine Lady Ravens, and head coach Chad Folsom. Benedictine coming into the game today at 6-13, 3-10 in the conference, trying to shake off a 6-game losing streak. Benedictine is going to be starting Kennedy Nicholson, a 5'6" sophomore from Eisenhower High School in Goner, Kansas. Twyla Garris-Quello from Verona, Missouri is a 5'10" senior forward for Benedictine. Getting the start today, Riley Wade. Out of Olathe, Kansas, she's a junior at 5'9". Jennifer Jacobs, 6'1" sophomore, Capon Mount Carmel, Catholic High School grad out of Wichita, and running it out from Jeff Weston Meredith at 5'8", the senior, Aaliyah Raines. Benedictine in the home whites with red and black. Park in the very well-known maroon and gold. Let's talk a little bit about the Benedictine team and who they are and who they are not today as the roster's in some flux. In the game a couple of nights ago, Thursday night, when we were down in Baltimore City, an injury in the game and a hand injury for Josie Weiser has her out of the lineup here today. So Josie is not going to be able to play due to an injury. And on the bench, in a uniform, and I don't know how much he's playing or not playing, but sitting at the end of the bench, you've got Kyra Misuraka with her hand in a large bandage, but we may or may not see her in here today. Let's see how it goes. But right now, the ball is up on the tip of the way. Controlled down by Park. We are underway. Women's college basketball, but the guys came to follow this afternoon. Benedictine with a basketball. They'll go over to the left. The ball knocked away by Benedictine, rather, from Park, and Ravens are going to come up with a Park with a turnover on their first possession of the game. Kennedy Nicholson comes out on top to Twilight. Now her pass across is going to be stolen. Driving down the floor with it is going to be Nene. Her shot is up and good. Donitra McGee, they said, call her Nene. It's her nickname. So we're going to go with that. It is 2-0. Lady Pirates, 9:20 to play in the opening quarter. Riley Wade handles it up topside. Benedictine on offense. Lady Ravens have not gotten a shot away today. Twilight goes over to the baseline right. Wade will take it there. Comes back out on top, but her pass is going to be batted away from Nicholson. Slapped out of bounds. Benedictine will be putting it in play right in front of the scorer's table. Less than a minute into the ball game. It'll come in the backcourt, and here comes Kennedy. Nicholson had a lot of family at that Baker game the other night, and her skip pass across the lane is going to be stolen. The Ravens yield him a second turnover in two possessions. Park into the forecourt with it. It is going to be McGee. She'll dump it over to the right side. Arches puts it on the floor, goes up. Cannot get it a ball, but McKayla coming to the free throw line. Our first foul of the afternoon by Benedictine is going to belong to Jennifer Jacobs. Jacobs will pick up her first foul there at 8:46 to go in the opening quarter. And coming to the free throw line is Artis. She is a 63% free throw shooter on the year and averages right at 10 points a game. That has her as the second leading scorer for Park. Both free throws are going to be good, and Benedictine now trailing it. little turnaround shot by Jacobs is up and good. And Jennifer's going to get Benedict done on the board. It's 4-2. 8:20 to go in the first. Quickly back down court with it is going to be Park. It's going to be McGee. She'll kick it over to the left side of Mars. Sends down to the baseline. Left just outside the block. Can't get inside. Good defense by Carasquillo. Park is going to push it back off on top. McGee skip pass over to the right side. Ortiz backs, turns, changes direction. It's up and no good. Twyla coming down with a rebound and Benedict is looking to run. 8 minutes ago in the opening quarter. Lady Ravens down by two. Over to the left side is Riley Wade. She'll look into the middle. Find nobody there. Comes out on top. Thinking about the three and then passing up on it is going to be Rain. She'll dump it over to the left side. Wade, skip pass, comes out to the left side of the free throw line. Knifing into the lane. The shot is up and blocked. And Ravens are going to turn it over. Apparently, they're going to call a travel in the middle prior to the block of the shot. And back it will come to Park University. 7:44. And rolling along here in the opening quarter. Taylor Shelby will bring it up the floor this time. And again, they get in the middle. They're wanting to take advantage of the size in the middle. And Ortiz shot up, and it will not go in again. Keep in mind, Ortiz is tall at 6'2". Benedict in back up court with the basketball. Riley Wade around to the top of the key. Skip past left side. Twyla from eight gets it. Carasquillo ties the game for Benedict and at four. 4-4 ball game. 70-11 to go in the opening quarter. Benedict coming off a tough game Thursday night down in Baldwin City. Looking to shake this off. We'll get a dub here at home today against a Park team who's also struggled to come up with wins this year. Here's a driving shot into the lane. It's not going to fall. Rebounding it down, Nicholson. Kennedy outlets it out in front of her, down the left side to Wade, who will drive it back to the top of the key. Accelerate down the right side. She's got room. Dishes over to the left. Back out on top. Nicholson, it's three. It's round and round. It went no good. Followed up, no good. Rebound Park. And there, if ever there was a sequence that just illustrates how it's gone for the Lady Ravens in the past couple of weeks, it was that. That three-point shot was inside the rim, went around and around like a motorcycle in a barrel. Then spun back out, and the follow shot wouldn't fall either. 6:20 to go in the opening quarter. Still a 4-4 game. Parks from the right side. That's a long three, and it's very short. Rebounding it off the floor is going to be Wade Nicholson into the forecourt. BC will take it down the left side. Again, with the sidewalk cafe theme, the band is down at the end of the regular benches. Here's a shot underneath for Jacobs. Won't fall. And Benedict are missing shots that they don't typically miss. Driving into the lane, lots of contact. No fouls called. That's got Coach Cooper on his feet. He's clamoring for a foul. Not going to get it. Twyla will back in, change direction, shoot, missed it. Jacobs rebounds and got fouled. So for Benedict, the three-point shot not falling, the two-foot shot not falling. The foul is going to be assessed, too. Iva Drobniak, it'll be her first. Benedict with a duo of substitutions. Wade comes out. Carasquillo comes out for BC. Into the game is going to come both Kiana Herrera and Michaela Bauman. A couple of young players who I think Benedict had thought maybe they were going to be bringing along a little more slowly, but they've been thrown into the fire, as it were, with the injuries suffered by so many. And now we're going to have a foul on the drive into the middle. And it's going to be a second foul on Jacobs. So Jennifer will pick up quickly her second, and as quickly as that comes out of the ball game and now into the lineup for Benedict, it's going to come Grace Dixon, the 6'1 freshman from Manhattan, Kansas. So we saw a bit of Grace's playing time down in Baldwin City Thursday. A lot of young players on the court for Coach Folsom. 5:15 to play in the first quarter. Ortiz will have it on the right side. Dixon backs her to the top. Driving in is going to be Drobniak. Now the shot is on its way. Won't go in, but we'll have another Benedict and foul. Lady Ravens picking up a few here. This one is going to be on Kennedy Nicholson. It'll be her first. It is going to be the third team foul for Benedict. And Park has committed only one. And at 5:08 to go in the opening quarter, we're going to have free throw shots by the Lady Pirates, and at the line is going to be Iva Drobniak. Her shot, no good. Gopniak is a 61.4% free throw shooter on the season. She'll look at it, high up the second one, gets it. It'll be her first point of the ball game, and it will put Park back in front as we're going to have a timeout taken by the Pirates. Coach Cooper taking a timeout. Let's do it. 5:08 to go. Opening quarter in Atchison. Lady Pirates 5, Benedictine 4.
Someone once gave this sage advice on investing. Know what you own and why you own it. At Cottle Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to understand what you own and why you own it. Whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with, give us a call at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC.
Welcome back to the Nolan Gymnasium on the Benedictine campus as the Ravens are going to make another substitution. Coming out of the timeout, Raina Jasper has come into the game. Raina is a 5'6 sophomore from Anderson County High School. You know where that's at, down in Garnett, Kansas. But as she comes in, she's going to turn it over with a quick travel, and Benedictine gives it back to Park. Pirates have the basketball, leading it 5-4. Pretty low scoring here. 4:40 to play in the first quarter. Now the team getting a great number of shots to fall quite yet. Here's a shot from the left side. Not going to go. Rebound coming down. Benedictine is going to clear it away. Pulling it down, Kiana Herrera into the forecourt is Raina Jasper. Shot for three from the right side for Reigns. No. Gets her own rebound. Gets mowed down, but she jumps to her feet. The seniors seem to be okay. Here's the thing. If I had told you at the start of the year, at this point in the season, what are we in? Game number. This is the 20th game, right? On the floor right now in the opening quarter would be Jennifer Jacobs. And who else do I have out here? Michaela Bauman, Grace Dixon, Raina Jasper, Aaliyah Reigns. Here's a three for Reigns. That's up and good. Reigns will knock it down. And Benedictine gets in front at 7-5. 3:50 to go in the first. If I told you those are going to be the players on the court right now, you'd be going, what happened? Well, injuries is what has happened. Now Benedictine will take the missed shot, tip it out, and BC will come into the forecourt with a basketball now trapped up on top. Silly mistake. Freshman error pulling up the dribble just across midcourt, forcing Coach Folsom to take another valuable timeout. Let's take a break with Benedictine at 3:37 to go in the opening quarter. Lady Ravens lead, Park 7-5.
Skyway Banks at 711 Commercial Street in downtown Atchison is always introducing new products with you in mind. Check out the selection of slim and foldable batteries, Delta gummies, carts, and dispos. If it's e-juice you want, Skyway Vapes has it, along with all of your vaping accessories. It's the vaping experience you want. Friendly, knowledgeable service with a range of products that can't be beat. Skyway Vapes, 7-Eleven Commercial in downtown Atchison. Open 10 to 9, Monday through Saturday. Sunday, noon to 7.
So for Benedictine. Here comes the basketball in play. They'll bounce it over to the right side. Out on top. It's going to get away, be knocked into the backcourt. Ravens is going to go back and be able to recover. They're going to call it over and back. I thought Arkeesa got a hand on that thing and deflected it into the backcourt. The official disagrees with that, and it'll be Park basketball coming in at midcourt from the far side with 3:25 to go in the first. With the basketball, one-hand push pass over to the right. Park looks inside, now dribbles to the baseline. It just throws it away, turns it over. That was a mishandling of the basketball by Nene. And here comes Benedictine. Putting it in play. It's going to be Herrera coming up the floor with it. That is Raina Jasper. Raina swings it over to the right side. Back out on top. Here's a three. No. And the long rebound is going to be allowed to go out of bounds. And Benedictine just stood there and watched it bounce to go out of play. I don't know why you don't try to grab that ball, but perhaps they thought it had been touched by an opponent. certainly it had not been. Here comes Park with it again. 3 minutes to go in the first. 7-5, Benedictson. Park's 5 points, 1 2-point shot, and 3 free throws. Here's a beautiful backdoor play, and then the shot from underneath hits the bottom of the rim. Way too far underneath. The goal is to set that shot up. Gaspar will bring it up court. Benedictson is back on offense. He'll jump it over to the left side. It's going to be Bauman with it. Feeds underneath. Got a baseline shot. It's going to be up and good. How about that? A bucket by Grace Dixon. Grace makes it 9-5, Benedictson. So Dixon, the Manhattan, Kansas freshman, pushes Benedictson up by 4 with 2:20 to go in the opening quarter. The feed to the left side. It is going to be mishandled for a moment by Ortiz, allowing Jasper to race in and tie that thing up. And Benedictson is going to return a couple of the upperclassmen to the floor. Both Kennedy Nicholson and Twyla Karasquilla will come in. I call them upperclassmen. Twyla is a senior. Kennedy, a sophomore, feels like a senior because she's played so much last year and has been such an integral part of this team for 2 seasons already. 2:10 to go in the opening quarter. Benedictson with the basketball, leading it by 4. 9-5 here in Atchison, Kansas. Low-scoring game. Ravens around to the right side. They'll feed it to the free throw line. Comes back out on top. Twyla, 18-footer is short. And rebound pulled down by Park. Into the game for Park is going to be Kirsten Robbins, a 6-foot freshman out of Platte City. And now, on the other end, we're going to have a shot, a bucket, plus one. Count the bucket. The foul is going to be on Michaela Bauman. It'll be her first, Benedictine's fourth. Ravens are going to bring Riley Wade back in, and here's an opportunity at the conventional three for the Lady Pirates. The free throw is up, no good. So the bucket is good by Ico Lane, but cannot hit the free throw. It is 9-7. We're at a minute 40 to go in the opening quarter. Harris Quilla will have the ball topside, kicks it over the right side to Riley. She'll drive down the left side of the lane, has the ball stripped out of her hands by Lane, and it'll go out of bounds down to the baseline. She will roll through the curtains and into the dining area. Quickly recovered, and BC will be putting it in play from the south end. It'll be lobbed out on top. Harris Quilla will dump it over to the right side. 7 on the shot clock. Benedictson going to have to make a move. 5 on the shot clock. I don't think that the freshman realizes it, but Kennedy does. She'll launch one at the buzzer that's well off the mark because she had to hurry it. Outlet up the court. McGee will go left side. 2-handed shot is good. Denitra McGee ties the game at 9, and we've got a minute 5 to go. First quarter. Ravens will bring it out toward the top. It's going to be Dixon over to the left side. Nicholson, Kennedy backs away. The long 2, very short. Rebounding it down. Park. Lane coming up with the basketball. Outlets at left side. McGee goes in, goes up. And another freshman mistake is Rena Jasper just crashes in late. If you're going to do that, you got to stop the shot and at least only give a couple of free throws. But here it's the bucket plus 1. Foul is on Rena Jasper. She's going to come out of the game. Also, Grace Dixon coming out of the game. Are we getting another timeout? We are. So Benedictson has utilized another timeout. Let's take it with them. With 44 seconds to go in the opening quarter, it's Park 11, Benedictson 9.
Deciding between Original Medicare and Medicare Advantage plans can be difficult, yet it's one of the most important decisions you'll make because it affects your health, your finances, and your peace of mind. The Health Benefits Navigator at Amberwell can help you to review your options carefully and choose the plan that is best suited to your personal needs. This service is free and available to all community members, whether you're a patient at Amberwell or not. To set up a free appointment, please call 913-367-2650. That's 913-367-2650.
2650. Back here at the Nolan Gymnasium is Park is going to come to the free throw line, and Denitra McGee with an opportunity to complete the conventional three. The shot is good. How about that? 7 of Park's 12 points along to McGee, and Benedictson trailing it by 3. 40 seconds to go in the opening quarter. Topside, Karis Quillo. Back over goes to Kennedy. Nicholson looks to the middle, dumps it right side, Raines. And who's in the game is Kyra. So she's going to test out that freshly repaired hand. Get passed over to the left. Seven on the shot clock. Three-point shot. Kennedy short. Rebounding it back down. Here comes Heiko Lee. Park into the forecourt. Shot clock's off at 11 seconds before the end of the quarter. The feed out on top. Reaching in Riley Wade. Ties up the basketball. Possession here will go back to Clark to Park with 7 seconds left in the first quarter. So the Pirates leading it by three will be putting it in play at the 28-foot mark on the far side. And it'll be McGee to inbound. She's looking. She wants to get it down low to Ortiz, but we'll bring it out topside instead. 5 seconds. Four. Around the left side with three. To the baseline with two. The shot at the buzzer off the mark, and that is the end of the opening quarter. We'll be back. Second quarter of the girls' game coming up here on K-Radio. Intermission score, our break time score after one. Park 12. Lady Ravens, 9.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With 3 tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
The low-scoring women's college basketball game at the end of the opening quarter here in Atchison, Kansas. Park leads Benedictine 12-9. Welcome back, everybody, with Joseph, our producer and engineer this afternoon. Tom Kalski here courtside. And opening quarter, you see the points on the board. You say, wow, that's not many. When you look at this team statistics, and you can see why. Benedictine, 4 of 14 shooting. Park is 4 of 13, so 29-31%. Park is 1 of 6 from the outside. Benedictine is 1 of 6 from the outside. Park is 0 for 1. Ravens have already turned it over 6 times in the opening quarter. Here we go to the second. Let's see who the Lady Ravens are going to have out there, as it will be Benedictine basketball to begin the second quarter. Ronald Harris-Twillo will be putting it in play to Kennedy Nicholson. You've got Kyra Misuraca and Aaliyah Raines, Riley Wade. Those are your Benedictine 5 to begin the second quarter. Twyla attacks, shoots, short, rebounding it down. Stolen by Twyla, follows it up, got fouled underneath. Ortiz, much taller than Twyla, had come down with the rebound. Twyla says, I want that thing back, reached in, wrenched the ball free, went for the follow shot, and got fouled. She'll come to the free throw line. Twyla Kiernes-Quillo at the line. Her first free throw spins again all the way around the rim and kicks out. Twyla is a 74.2% free throw shooter. Second one is going to be good. By the way, that's the second foul of the ball game by Ortiz. And for Twyla, it is her third point of the game. Benedictine is led by Aaliyah Raines with 3, a 3-point shot. No players hit more than one shot for Benedictine. Here's Quillo, Jacobs, Dixon, each with 2. Here comes Park up court with the basketball. Their first, second quarter possession. It is a 12-10 game now. Driving down to the left side is going to be Ico Lane. And I think a foul on Wade. It is. Riley Wade trying to defend. Lane will have her first foul of the game. Team fouls even at 1 apiece with 9:20 to go in the first half. Park looking to bring it in, looking in. Dromniak will lob it way out on top to Lee, and she'll work her way over to the left side. Pulls up her dribble, feeds it to the left side of the free throw line. Now they'll go to the left block, into the lane, hook shot, wide to the left side, and a foul. No, they're going to call a traveling call. As trying to get that extra step to square herself up in the middle is Kirsten Robbins. I mentioned that Kirsten is at a Platte County High School, a 6-foot freshman. Benedictine into the forecourt with the basketball, training a by 2. Here's Wade. She lobs underneath for Kyra, and that was Man, Tyra had three players around her. That was a tough pass to try to complete. If 15 tries to do that today, it's not a good day. 9 minutes to go in the opening quarter. Can't try to hit that one receiver, but three safeties surrounding him. Park with the basketball, comes back up on top, Drobniak. Backs away, keeps the dribble alive, now slides down the left side. Working against the defensive, Kennedy Nicholson goes all the way to the baseline. The ball's going to be dislodged and picked up by Riley Wade. Here comes Benedictine on offense. Lady Ravens trying to come by a pair. 8.5 to go in the very low scoring opening half. Topside, Karis Quillo. On the floor one time, pulls the dribble back up, skips it over to Reigns, and she can't get to it. A bad pass. Benedictine throws it away. So the Lady Ravens with another turnover. It's going to be their 8th so far this afternoon. Riley Wade will come out of the game, and Michaela Bauman will come back in. Bauman, as you're aware, is a 5'8 freshman from Blair, Nebraska. Here's Benedictine back, or rather, Benedictine on defense. Park with the ball. NeNe will bump it over to the right side. Gets it over to Shelby. The shot is up. No good. And another Park turnover. BC will have it in from the far side. 8-12 to play in the half. 12-10. Park in front. Benedictine is the only team to have scored so far in the second quarter, and that is one of two at the free throw line. Quick into the right side is Bauman. Into the middle, the shot is up a good. Kyra with two. Kyra, Miss Uraka, ties the game at a dozen. And we've got 7:49 to go in the opening half. Shelby for Park, around to the right side, comes out on top. We've got a new player in for the Pirates. It's Angel. Angel Wiggins, a 5'8 junior from Kansas City, Missouri. Into the lane. Her runner is up and in. How about that? Angel Wiggins' first bucket of the game. Park goes back in front by a pair at 14-12. 7:24 to go. Now, for Park, I can't just say Angel is in the game. They've got two Angels on this team. Here's Twyla from the baseline. Nope. Rebound Park. You have Angel Wiggins who's in the game, and you've also got Angel Holiday, a freshman from Arizona, who hasn't gotten in quite yet. Here's a baseline shot, up no good. Offensive rebound's going to be cleared away by Drobniak. Out on top, the three is launched and short. Rebound, Benedictine. Bauman coming up with the basketball, brings it up the floor, so takes it down the right side, comes out on top to Kennedy, back over to the left. Reigns will go three, short. Rebound on the floor, players all over the place. Ravens are going to save it. Follow shot, good for the baseline left. Give the bucket to Michaela Bauman. It is 14-14 with 6.5 to go in the opening half. Park around to the left side. They'll beat away out of the wing. Taylor Shelby with it there. Top side at Martin back in. To the free throw line where the 15-footer misses. Rebounding it back down. Garris Quillo, and here comes Benedictine. 6:10 to go in the opening half. Nicholson topside, swings it over to Michaela. Bauman tries to look into the middle, finds no room, dumps it over to Twyla. Ravens will run a little motion, comes back on top. Driving down the right side of the lane, getting inside her defender, laying it up and in. Aaliyah Reigns for her 5th point today. And for the first time in a long time, Benedictine is in front at 16-14. 5:45 to go in the half. Park will work it to the right side now. Cut lane up and missing it from 12. And an offensive rebound off the left side will be pushed back out on top to Drobniak. Ava Drobniak out of Belgrade, Serbia. Now we're going to have a Kennedy Nicholson foul. It is her second foul of the day. Benedictine's second foul of the second quarter. For the Ravens, back into the game will come Raina Jasper. So you got Jasper and Bauman out there. You've also got Kiara Herrera back in the game, along with Aaliyah Reigns and Grace Dixon. Okay, as I'm looking out there, you've got Reigns as a senior. Then you've got Jasper is a sophomore. Dixon is a freshman. Bauman is a freshman. Garrison. no, it's not Garrison out there, rather. That is, Herrera is a freshman. So three freshmen, a sophomore, and a senior on the court now for Benedictson. Clark will kick it to the right block. Backing in the shot, up, rolling off the rim, no good. Rebounding it down, Grace, and we'll have contact underneath the rim. And the foul is going to be on Benedictson's Aaliyah Ray. Her first foul today. That's going to be three team fouls by Benedictson in the second quarter. Still a 16-14 Lady Raven lead, 5:07 to go, nearly the midpoint of the second quarter. Three-point shot up the inbound, play it's up and good. How about that? Tilda Morrison knocks it down. Park goes back in front at 17-16. 4:50 to go in the opening half. Grange will go to the left side and try to bat the ball free. Morrison is going to foul her. Tilda Morrison. Kind of Engelholm, Sweden, a 6-foot freshman. There are, like we saw earlier in the week at Missouri Valley, here's a nice turnaround shot. Good by Grace Dixon. And Benedictson going back in front at 18-17. This is all over at Valley. A real international flavor on this Park team. Here's a fadeaway shot off the window from the left side. It's going to be up and good. Taylor Shelby's first bucket of the game. And the lead goes back again to Park as these two teams trade the advantage. It's now 19-18 Park. In the lane, spinning, turning. The shot is good. Grace Dixon has a half a dozen. Grace showing a little offensive flair right there, and it's 20-19. And again, the lead changes hands. And we've got 3:55 to go in the half. Looking the ball up toward the top. Here's Morrison. Goes over to the right side. Taylor Shelby. Top of the key it comes to Robbins. Kirsten. Nene will have it. Goes in. Throws one kind of wildly at the rim. The offensive rebound. And in the battle in the middle, we're going to have a foul. And it's going to be another foul, but a very frustrated-looking Aaliyah Range. She's got the look of, what did I do to deserve that? But Range, who is the only player out there who's not, again, with three freshmen and a sophomore, Range is a senior out of the court for Benedictine, and even with two fouls, she's going to stay in there at 3.5 to go in the half. The ball comes in. Park has it. Ravens lead by one. Park will drive to the left side, put it out on top. McGee kicks it left, baseline jump shot, up no good, rebound, tipped out, saved again by McGee. She'll feed it across and stolen by Reigns. Benedictine up the floor. Here come the Lady Ravens. Reigns will bring it up the floor herself, weave to the left side, cut to the right, spins 360, dumps over to the left side. Dixon gets two, Reigns the assist. Two more for Grace. Look at this offense, 22-19. 3 minutes to go in the half. Benedictson leading by three. At one time in the game, early on, they led by four. That was their largest advantage today. Here's McGee to the right side, backing in, and loses the handle on the ball. Excellent defense, Aaliyah Ray. Coach Cooper springs to his feet, calls a timeout, and shows that we're going to take a break along with the Lady Pirates. 2 minutes and 46 seconds to go in the opening half. It is Benedictson 22, Park 19.
Burgers, blizzards, and more, all at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Try a DQ signature stack burger like the Flamethrower or the loaded A1 stack burgers. Try the seasonal treats, including the Frosted Sugar Cookie Blizzard, Candy Cane Chill Blizzard, and the Caramel Mocha Chip Shake. It's all at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison, where it's fan food, not fast food.
NOLA Gymnasium here on this overcasted middle January Saturday afternoon. 2:46 to play in the opening half of the ladies' game. Don't forget the guys' game coming up with an anticipated 2 o'clock tip-off here in the Nolan. So be with us for that also. Coming out of the timeout, BC up floor with the basketball. Raina Jasper will bring it up. They'll come out on top to Bauman. Michaela drives to the baseline, goes over to Jasper. Three is good. How about that? The crowd coming to its feet is a Raina Jasper. The sophomore from Garnett knocks it down. Benedictine goes up 25-19. 2:15 to play in the half. Here's a toss to the baseline. A little miscommunication by Park. The ball was lobbed down there, but there was nobody there. Back up the floor with it will come Benedictine. So on the court right now for the Lady Ravens, I'm going to kind of look around and see who they have brought out there. Raina Jasper's bringing it up. Twyla's in the game. You've got Bauman out there, and you've got Wade back in the game, and rounding it out is going to be Grace Dixon. And now Benedictine is going to turn it over. A little cross-court pass. Coach Folsom thought his player was grabbed and held on to, and may be right. The official not seeing it, or at least not calling it. Back up the floor with it will come Park. 1:50 to go before halftime. Set shot, uncontested three. No. Rebound, BC. Riley Wade will clear it away. Here come the Lady Ravens. Up the floor is Riley. Goes to the left side, skips it out on top to Twyla. Her pass in the middle, right into the hands of Makila Ortiz. Park will bring it back the other way. Meany has it. Dumps it over to the left side. Backing away with it for Park is going to be Taylor Shelby. She'll go to the baseline, surrounded by two defenders. Her shot's going to be deflected away, and Benedictine coming up with the basketball. Into the forecourt with it is going to come Bauman. Outlet left side, Wade. She'll knife into the lane. Dish it over to the right side of Twilight. Throws it right into the hands of a defender. And Benedictine with yet another turnover. 1 minute to go in the half. Running at the baseline. A block. Oh, there's a top call. Wow. It looked like a really, really nice block by Bauman. And a new official who I've never seen before coming to the game today makes that extremely unpopular call. That is going to be the second personal foul on Michaela. And Park will come to the free throw line. They trail by six. That one is up and good. One more free throw coming here. The picture time. Long, long, long look. This one is rolling out. No good. Benedictine is going to rebound it down. So McGee will hit the first, miss the second. It's 25-20, Benedictine. 50 seconds to go in the half, and that'll pass out on top. It's going to be mishandled by Jasper. Picked up. McGee will drive and shoot and score. McGee count it, and another Benedictine foul. And again, McGee will come to the free throw line. We'll count the bucket. The foul is going to be on Riley Wade. And so, out of the game comes Jasper. Also out of the game is going to come Grace Dixon. Kyra will come back in. And also back in for Benedictine is going to come Kennedy Nicholson. Free throw, no good. Rebounding go back down, Lady Ravens. Benedictine by three at 25-22. 40 seconds to play in the half, and now we got to stop it to play. Now there's all kinds of conversation. Our new official is sending the players to their respective benches. And I don't know if we've got a clock issue. Looks kind of right. The score is right. The time seems pretty close. They got 40.8 and 26. We'll see if they change it. And now, our officiating crew is having a powwow out in the middle of the floor. They have added 7/10 of a second. And Now they're going over talking to both coaches. Not really sure what kind of a deep impact that might have on things. As we're approaching the end of the opening quarter. Not sure just what all the problem with that all is out there, but there's got to be some reason they put 7/10 of a second back up. You got ears?
Yeah, we got them.
Woo-hoo. Here comes Benedictson. Throwing outside?
Oh, yeah.
Is it really?
Not awful, but we're getting there.
There you go. Skip past right side. BC drives to the baseline. The feed comes in the middle. Kyra! No, it won't go in. Twyla! It goes through!
Oh.
Whoa! It was over the backboard and rolled off the top and fell down. They're counting the buckets.
Oh, wow. That's a hit over the back. Should have killed the ball right there. And now Twyla coming to complete the conventional three-point play. She's got the Lady Ravens right now up 5, looking to push it to 6.
Coming into the game for Park, that's going to be Darwana Harris. Darwana for her first PT today is a 5'10 sophomore from Adams State University. She's out of Las Vegas. The free throw by Twyla is up and good, and Benedictine pushes to a 28-22 lead. Up a half a dozen. That equals our largest lead of the game. 15 seconds to go in the half. Park over to the right side. It's going to be Taylor Shelby. Out on top. The long three. Marston. Nope. Rebound. Karis Quito. BC's got time, but they're going to have to hurry. 5 seconds. Into the forecourt with 3. Riley Wade to the left side. Has it knocked out of her hands. Great, but they're going to have it with 4/10.
Yeah, so at 4/10, you're going to have to catch and go.
Yeah, well, I saw Mar Hill, Mount Academy, hit a three-quarter court win with .5 earlier this year. So they're going to bring it into the 28-foot mark on the far side. It'll come in, the tip, it's a buzzer, not going to go. And
that was a great play design, though.
It was. It could have worked. It didn't. We'll be back. And summarize the opening half as the teams go to the locker room here in the Nolan. Halftime of the women's game, Benedictine 28, Park 22.
Lewis Chevrolet Buick is your trusted Buick Chevrolet dealership in Atchison, and the reason why their loyal customers keep coming back. From the time you enter the showroom or service center, you can expect to be treated like family, each and every visit. Lewis Chevrolet Buick, dedicated to providing exceptional customer service and being an integral part of the Atchison community. See them at 314 Woodlawn.
Mueller's Locker Room is your sports bar for all seasons. Open at 11 a.m. daily, practicing proper social distancing. They are ready to safely serve you. If you aren't ready for the in-house dining experience just yet, it's okay. Mueller's will happily continue with curbside service. Give them a call at 913-367-2727 or see them at 120 South 2nd, in the dugout or on the deck. Let Mueller's be your locker room. Mueller's Locker Room, your sports bar for all seasons.
Hey, welcome back here to the Nolan Gym. Halftime, and the Lady Ravens who trailed for a good part of the first half, Gus. Want me to cover these? Do you want them? Or what?
Yep.
Like? The Lady Ravens trailed for a big part of it. Thank you, man. But we're able to come back and lead by as many as 6 and are up by that many here to half.
Yeah, well, in the first half, Park put 7 players in the scoring column. They did have one of those in double figures, and that's going to be Denitra McGee with her 10 points. It was a 3-point first half for Tilda Marston. 2 apiece for Aiko Lane, Taylor Shelby, Michaela Artis, and 1 in the first half for Iva Drobinak. So, for Park, a 22-point first half, 10 of those in the second quarter. For Lady Ravens, second quarter was good to them, right? They ended up in the first half with 7 players in the scoring column. They were paced by Grace Dixon coming off the bench. She had 6 points in the second quarter. She had 8 in the first half. It was a 6-point first quarter for Twyla Carrasquillo. 5 for Aaliyah Rain. It was a 3-point first half for Raina Jasper. 2 for Michaela Bowman and Jennifer Jacobs. 2 for Kyra Mizoraka.
Here's the big takeaways from the first half. Benedictine has played 10 players, okay? And for Coach Folsom, you know, one time out of the court, he had a senior, a sophomore, and 3 freshmen. He is playing a lot of young players. He's suffered so many injuries. You got Kyra. She's been telling me all along, I'm going to be back for what would be today. It's like, I'll be back in 2 Saturdays. I'll be back next Saturday. And sure as a world, I see right there, she's suited up with a hand heavily bandaged. And I thought, well, she's suited up, but I don't know if she's really going to play. And sure as a world, she's out there. And so it's good to see her back. But Benedictine has suffered injuries with now both Josie Weiser, who got hurt down at Baker the other night, and, of course, out for some time now, Allie Kramer with a foot injury. And so you got a couple of starters out, and it maybe even had would have had 3 starters out of your lineup, and that kind of puts you in a tough spot. You got to make adjustments.
Yeah, so you got to make those adjustments. But the Lady Ravens in the first half, you had Raina Jasper come off the bench for 3 points, and yeah, Grace Dixon put together a really good first half, 8 points off the bench, and you know, you like to see that double-digit scoring coming from the bench.
Yep, and again for Grace, first couple of minutes with Little Rock, she kind of got the flow of things, you know, and she's somebody that this team may be leaning on as the season. Is it okay to say winds down? We're well now in the second
crazy?
Half of the conference schedule. This is game number 20 for the team.
You can see moving month from here.
Oh, yeah, it's right around the corner. Hey, we're going to be back. We'll talk a little bit more about the first half, bring in the second half of the ladies' game, and then, of course, and they're warming up on the court right now. The men's game coming up at about 2 o'clock. Big afternoon of Benedictine Basketball on Care Radio. We're going to take a break. It's halftime of the ladies' game. And the score here in the Nolan, Benedictine 28, Park 22. We kick it back to Joseph at the Care Sports Studio. He's got a halftime that you just can't wait to hear.
Hi, this is Dan Rapplinger from Exchange Bank. You know, banking is so much better when you have friends that you know and trust. The kind you find at Exchange Bank. When it's time for a new car, a new house, or even a line of credit for your business, turn to us. We'll be there with you every step of the way. Exchange Bank. We're your friend and your banking partner. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community-minded, that's my bank.
The 6-pack and a pound is now $2 off at Taco John's. But what's the right occasion to enjoy 6 crunchy tacos loaded with seasoned beef plus a pound of potato olays? How about date night, movie night, thousand-piece puzzle night, picnics in the park, picnics in your kitchen, camping, tailgates, anniversaries, bribing friends, bribing pets, bribing yourself, birthdays, holidays, and any day that ends in Y? To name a few.
The 6-pack and a pound, now $2 off, only from Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better. Download the app, earn free food.
Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer, locally owned and operated. Stop by and see faces you recognize that have been in the business for over 50 years combined. They're all car guys who care about getting you the right part for your passenger vehicle or heavy-duty parts for the big trucks. They've extended their hours to better serve you. Now open 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Good afternoon, and thank you for joining us as we're bringing you Benedictine Ravens basketball from the Nolan. We will return to the women's game as the Ravens are playing host to Park. The men's game should be coming up at about 2 p.m. Taking a look at the Care Country sports calendar right now, it is a little bit like looking for the ingredients in Marvel Mystery Oil. It's a mystery at this point. We've got Monday and Tuesday blocked off for 2 be-announced high school tournament games. I believe they will be girls tournament action next week here on Hot Country 93.7, but I cannot pinpoint the times for you. Wednesday brings us around to Benedictine College Ravens basketball as they're on the road at Central Methodist University. Tune in at 5:30 in the evening for the women's game. The men should take to the court sometime right around 7:30. Thursday and Friday, we have open slots for high school basketball. I do understand that on Thursday nights, if we are going to have high school basketball, we will be moving the coaches' shows and, of course, Sports Look. Friday brings us again to high school basketball. With Saturday, we've got Benedictine Ravens taking on Mid-America Nazarene University as they come to town. 2 p.m. is the scheduled time for the women's game at this time. The men should take to the court sometime right around 4 p.m. I'll be back in just a moment.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Hundley Liquor is your hometown liquor store with everything you can imagine. Whether you're in the mood to finish a great day by kicking back and drinking a domestic or imported beer, or maybe even a fine wine to pair with your dinner tonight, whatever your need, look no further. Hundley Liquor at 119 South 9th Street has got it. Beer, wine, spirits. Hundley Liquor, hometown friendly, hometown helpful in Atchison.
Benjamin Franklin once wrote about investing. An investment in knowledge pays the best interest. At Cottle Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to navigate the world of investments. Let us answer your most pressing questions about the markets. Whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with, give us a call to learn more at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC.
Taking a look around the Heart of America Athletic Conference, right now in play we've got Park and Benedictine and Clark and Grandview. In the Clark and Grandview game at halftime, it is all knotted up at 35. In this game, we've got the Ravens leading Park 28-22 right now. Taking a look at KU basketball in action right now, with about a minute left in the first half, it is TCU 48, Kansas Jayhawks 34 right now. We're going to take a real quick break, and I'll be right back.
Skyway Banks at 711 Commercial Street in downtown Atchison is always introducing new products with you in mind. Check out the selection of slim and foldable batteries, Delta gummies, carts, and dispos. If it's e-juice you want, Skyway Banks has it, along with all of your vaping accessories. It's the vaping experience you want. Friendly, knowledgeable service with a range of products that can't be beat. Skyway Banks, 711 Commercial in downtown Atchison. Open 10 to 9 Monday through Saturday, Sunday noon to 7.
Deciding between Original Medicare and Medicare Advantage plans can be difficult, yet it's one of the most important decisions you'll make because it affects your health, your finances, and your peace of mind. The Health Benefits Navigator at Amberwell can help you to review your options carefully and choose the plan that is best suited to your personal needs. This service is free and available to all community members, whether you're a patient at Amberwell or not. To set up a free appointment, please call 913-367-2650. That's 913-367-2650.
Again, taking another look at the Care Country sports schedule. Monday and Tuesday night, we have high school tournament games to be announced. Tune in early Monday morning during the sports announcements of the morning. We should have that information for you. For sure, we'll have it done by Monday night. We're going to take a real quick break and then a good look at that weather eye forecast.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With 3 tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Burgers, blizzards, and more, all at Dairy Queen Grill & Chill in Atchison. Try a DQ signature stack burger like the Flamethrower or the loaded A1 stack burgers. Try the seasonal treats, including the Frosted Sugar Cookie Blizzard, Candy Cane Chill Blizzard, and the Caramel Mocha Chip Shake. It's all at Dairy Queen Grill & Chill in Atchison, where it's fan food, not fast food.
He
here's your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. A winter weather advisory begins at noon today and continues until 6 a.m. tomorrow morning. Mixed precipitation likely changing to all rain this afternoon, otherwise overcast. High of 36, southeasterly winds around 5 miles per hour. 25 tonight, mixed precipitation likely. 34 tomorrow, cloudy. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki.
And this is Joseph Kerr with Hot Country 93.7. Taking a look outside, it is currently snowing in downtown Atchison. Taking a look at the weather station located on the campus of the Boys and Girls Club in North Atchison, we're sitting at 30.7 degrees Fahrenheit. No recordable wind at this time. Relative humidity is 97%. Barometric pressure is now holding steady at 30.02 inches of mercury. Dew point, 30 degrees Fahrenheit, giving us a feels-like temperature out there of 31 degrees. We'll be joining Tom and Gus Kautz courtside in just about a minute.
Your car is a complex machine filled with the latest technology, and it needs quality service to keep it running right. By taking your car or truck to Lewis Chevrolet Buick in Atchison, you will have peace of mind knowing your vehicle will be maintained and repaired by highly trained professionals. And when it's time to add or upgrade a vehicle, look right here at Lewis Chevrolet Buick. Small town feel with big city discounts. Call them at 913-367-3000 or stop by 314 Woodlawn in Atchison.
KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison. On the air at 93.7 FM. Online at msconews.net. Click the Listen Live tab to connect with our entire family of radio stations.
Why not start the new season with a visit to an old friend, Mueller's Locker Room, locally owned and operated. Mueller's is Atchison's original sports bar and grill and has been the hot spot for good times since 1988. With a wide selection of great foods, plus great beer, wine, and spirits, you'll always win at Mueller's. In the dugout or on the deck, let Mueller's be your locker room. Mueller's Locker Room at 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
Hey, for that, we welcome you back again to the Nolan Gym. Ladies game getting set to go to the second half with Benedictine enjoying a 6-point lead, 28-22. Good to have you back, everybody. Joseph, what a great job at halftime. Didn't he do that really well? Joseph, thank you. Gus Kautz with me here, Tom Kautz. It'll belong to Park. They'll come in at midcourt from the far side. You can hear the Raven Regiment Band in the background. Is that entertaining with a very nice crowd here? A lot of people enjoying the sidewalk campaign theme. Had some student recognition at halftime of the ladies' game, and we are back underway. Park with the basketball. They'll work it out to the top side. McKee gets it off on top. Park will work around the perimeter and be really patient with his first possession. Marston has it. Here's a shot from the left. It's three. Kicks out. No. Rebounding it down is going to be Twyla. Just split two defenders. Kick it over to the right side to Reigns and Aaliyah into the forecourt down the right side. 9:20 to go in the third quarter. 28-22 BC. It is their first possession of the second half. Pierce Quillo works her way to the top side. Feeds to Jacobs. She's got a little foul trouble going on, but is back in the game. Couple of fouls. Skip pass down the baseline, and the Ravens are going to throw it away. Jacobs is saying that it bounced off the knee of an opponent, and now the official from the other side is going to say that. And it is going to be Benedictine basketball at their offensive end. The shot clock, though, you got to watch that to set a five.
And that's the top side official made sure that it didn't reset.
Comes out on top of the range. She'll go to the free throw line, puts it up from 15. It does not draw iron, and so the shot clock is, in fact, going to determine the end of this possession. It will come back to Park.
Well, I like how the officials handled that last thing, right? Official made a call. The other one said, hey, let's talk about it. Got it right, and then the third official made sure the shot clock didn't reset.
Do you know this crew?
No, me either. So far, it's been a pretty okay crew.
Yeah. They've had a couple of controversial moments, but they have it in charge. They're in charge. They have it under control. I can live with that. 8:45 to go in the third quarter. Still no second half points. Back again. Twisting, turning, hook shot. Good. Count that one for Kirsten Roberts, who for some reason is starting in the second half.
this is a better crew than the Bengals and Bills will get tomorrow.
Yeah, I know you love that crew. 28-24, Benedictine. And the ball's going to be knocked away down to the baseline. Lady Ravens are going to have it in at their offensive end. 8:27 to go in the third quarter. 28-24, Lady Ravens in front. They've led by as many as six a couple of times. Twyla has the ball knocked out of her hands, but it's going to be rescued up top side by Riley Wade. Riley slides down the side. Now she's just going to spot up a three, and it's an air ball rebounded by Twyla. Shot clock to seven, and now it's going to be stolen away by Gobniak. Gobniak goes right side to Nene, and she is run into, and that's a foul on Kennedy. Nicholson's third foul.
So quickly, the Lady Ravens are going to look to the bench, and they're going to bring in.
You got to go to the book for this, because you're not familiar with some of these new players we're seeing.
Yeah, Reyna going to be in there, the 5'6" sophomore out of Anderson County High School.
You ever been to Garnett, Kansas?
No.
I'm sure that's true. Here we are at 8 minutes to go. Third quarter. Park with the basketball. Here's a three. Dromniak from outside. Her fourth point of the game, and that six-point lead, you remember it? Well, it's gone. It's a one-point game.
And for Park, that's her second three-pointer of the ball game. They're now 2 of 7 from behind the arc.
Benedictine nearly turns it over, but Reigns picks it up, and then Reigns is throwing it to the wing. Lyle added to where she thought it was going. She breaks to the baseline, and the ball two hops into the scorer's table, and BC's going to burn another timeout. Let's take a break with Coach Folsom. 7:42 to go in the third quarter. Benedictine still looking for its first points of the second half. They lead 28-27.
Hi, this is Dan Rapplinger from Exchange Bank. You know, banking is so much better when you have friends that you know and trust. The kind you find at Exchange Bank. When it's time for a new car, a new house, or even a line of credit for your business, turn to us. We'll be there with you every step of the way. Exchange Bank. We're your friend and your banking partner. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Exchange Bank and Trust.
Community-minded, that's my bank. With 7:42 to play in the third quarter, Park has done all the second-half scoring, and they got a chance to take a lead on this possession. They'll skip pass to the left block, dropping a shoulder, power move into the middle, and that's going to be a foul on J.J. Another one.
That's a tough one because Jacobs is going to now pick up her third. And Lady Ravens quickly got two players up to three fouls in the second half. They're going to have to go to the bench and bring Grace Dixon in. Grace, the 6'1" freshman out of Manhattan.
Yeah, but let me tell you, Grace has really played nicely. She's leading the team in scoring coming off the bench.
Yeah, in the third quarter, the second quarter, she had six quick ones to get to eight.
At the line, the first of two free throws is perfect, and we are tied at 28. Kirsten Robbins, again for Park out of Platte City. Second free throw, and Park is in front. So the Pirates have come out gunning here in the third quarter and have taken the lead from Benedictine with 7:20 to go in the third quarter. Now the Ravens are going to lose the ball over to the right side, Gustin. The rule is the five doesn't dribble the ball, right?
How many times did we talk about that? And for the Lady Ravens, at halftime we talked about turnovers being a little bit of an issue. Now that is now going to be their 15th turnover, and we played 23 minutes of basketball.
Here come the Lady Pirates. They'll go back door, shot off the glass, and good for Taylor Shelby. And Park continues to add to their lead now. It's 31-28.
And right now, I don't think Coach Folsom's happy with how his team has come out of the locker room, but he keeps looking up at the scoreboard, realizing he only has two timeouts left.
Roddy Wade throws it away. Here's a breakaway. Jobniak, good for two more. Gus Benedictine is not looking good. Coach is just going to have to throw caution to the wind here and put some of these starting players back into the game no matter what.
Yeah, so Kennedy Nicholson's going to come into the ball game. We're going to see Michaela Bauman and also in Kiana Herrera. Kiana, the freshman out of LeBlanc.
Okay, Park has started this second half the way every team wants to, on an 11-0 run.
Right, that's how you draw it
everybody.
Up, right?
Yep, exactly the plan when you come out of the locker room. Here's Benedictine with it. Can you just look in the eyes of a Lady Rains and see the frustration and, like, I'm just going to have to do something here myself kind of a look? Here's a skip pass. Here's a long shot. In and out. Won't go for BC. Kiana Herrera couldn't get that one to fall from about 17 and down the floor with a Needy. She'll feed over to the right side. They'll push it back on top. Parkwood to basketball again. An 11-0 run to begin the second half. 6 minutes to go in the third quarter. On the right side, Drobniak. She will hand it over. And here's a wide open three. Oh, it didn't go. Rebound tipped out. Ravens are going to save it. That was good hustle by Grace Dixon. Here comes Kennedy. Nicholson, left side, Herrera. Over to Reigns. Aaliyah looks inside. And we get a push in the back. Our official, let's see who it's going to be.
The Robins, maybe?
25.
There's her first.
Yep. Kirsten Robins will get that first foul of the game, and BC will put it in play down to the baseline. Robins doesn't look like maybe she's okay. I don't know if she's winded or kind of banged up a little bit. Here's a feed in the middle for a Benedictine. The running shot, way too strong by Grace Dixon. Here comes Park off the rebound. They'll come into the forecourt, down the left side. The running shot won't fall. I thought for a minute they were going to call a foul on Bauman, but they did not. Here's Benedictine with some numbers. Reigns comes down, has it knocked out of her hands. Kennedy goes three. Yes! The Ravens on the board. 5:16 to go in the third quarter.
That's a big shot right there, not just for Kennedy Nicholson to get the three to fall through, but just for the Lady Ravens to kind of catch their breath. And after 5 minutes of scorelessness, they're able to get this thing back to a two-point game.
See, and there's the thing. You didn't score in the first 5 minutes of the second half, and you're still within two?
There you go.
It could be way worse than that. Here's a drive into the lane. Underhand shot, no good. Dixon rebounds it down. Into the forecourt for Benedictine. Down the right side, Kennedy Nicholson skips it into the middle. It's going to be kicked. They won't call it. The baseline shot. No, and are we calling that kick?
It should
have.
Yeah,
there it comes. This crew works pretty much as a team. I mean, if the guy right on the play doesn't call it, the guy from across the court will. Now, into the game for Park. She came in late in the first half. It's going to be Dorjana Harris, the sophomore from Las Vegas. I'm not familiar with Adams State University, but that's her previous school. Here's Benedictine for three. Nope. Rebound. Pulled down by Harris. Now three Ravens surround her, and we get a jump.
Jump ball going to keep the ball down here for the Lady Ravens. They'll have 29 on the shot clock, 4:36 left here in the third quarter of play. Looking to tie this thing up or possibly take a lead right here.
Kennedy will be putting it in play for the Ravens. Oh, a beautiful backdoor play, and the bucket is up and in for Kiana Herrera. That is Kiana's first point of the ball game, and we're even at 33. 4:25 to go. Here in the third quarter. The feed to the free throw line to Harris. They'll go underneath, back out on top. The three from the left edge won't go in. Rebounding it underneath. Benedictine goes through your liking, Grace Dixon.
Yeah, Grace does a lot of things underneath, and I think she's going to be a player that will continue to learn her craft and get better.
Here's a three from Reigns that won't go in, and the rebound will be lost out of play across the way into the crowd. Yeah, you know what Grace Dixon needs? PT.
Yeah.
It's a magic formula.
Yeah, I mean, here's the deal. She's 6'1". You can tell she's strong. She can hit shots. Polish up a few of things, and that just comes with playing the college game and understanding the speed of it. Man, I really like what you got to work with right there, as Grace is going to check out and back in Kiana Herrera, but Kyra Mizraka, to be able to go to the bench and bring in the size that the Lady Ravens can is just a big deal.
Take out a 6'1 player, bring in a 6'3 player and a junior with a little bit of experience. Now, that's who bats the ball away, but it's going to be picked back up by Park, and we're going to have a Kyra foul out here.
Yeah, Kyra just getting a little out of position going for that rebound, but a nice hustle foul is going to be her first for the Lady Ravens, team foul number three of this third quarter.
Park has only committed one third quarter foul. 3:40 to go here in the third. 33-33. It'll be inbounded to the right side, and looking into the middle is going to be Taylor Shelby. She'll feed inside. The shot may have been a little bit deflected, and rebounding it back down. Misty Rocca, here comes Benedictine. What a pass up the court. The running shot. It is in, and is she okay? It was knocked down by Kiana Herrera, who gets undercut, but she springs to her feet. She's fine.
Yeah, had a player come across trying to get the ball and put the feet out from underneath Kiana. She's going to hit the bucket, come to the free throw line looking for her fifth point of the ball game and four. Park, that's going to be Shelby's first foul.
One foul for Taylor. Shelby, and that was a great transition basket for Benedict, and the free throw will not go. Park coming down with the basketball. BC is now in front, 35-33. And as Park has started with 11 points, Benedict now has scored 7 in a row. 3:15 to go, third quarter. It'll bounce around to the right side. They'll go to the left. It's going to be batted free. It's stolen by Reigns. Here comes Benedict, and it is a 3-on-1. Skip pass left side. Court one time. Left-hand layup. Count it, Michaela Bauman.
The Lady Ravens have weathered that storm and now built themselves a 4-point lead here.
And the Ravens have now scored 9 in a row at 2:50 to go in the third quarter. The shot from the outside is going to be batted away and knocked out of bounds. Trapper Wilder. Look at the good hands on this guy, okay? Field that ball and get that back into the court. Ravens on a 9-0 run over the last 2 minutes and 24 seconds. But for Park, they've helped that. They're 0 for their last 5. They haven't scored in 4 minutes. Park will bring it in. Left side jump shot, air ball short. Rebound is going to be tipped out by Riley Wade. Here comes Kennedy Nicholson into the forecourt. Running. Left side, Wade. Feeds underneath Kyra. Back out on top. All alone. The 3 is a bit short. Rebound. What a follow by Ms. Sirocco. You see the difference when Benedictine goes a little faster, when they transition. They get down the court and make some things happen.
Yeah, Kyra doing a great job catching that ball, getting the backside, rebound, and layup. Put the Lady Ravens now up by 6.
Okay, so Park starts with an 11-0 run, and now Benedict is on an 11-0 run. The 3, no. Rebound, Ravens. Herrera comes down with a basketball. The pride of Bishop LeBlanc goes to the right side. Wade starts in, gets doubled up. She's tied up in a corner, in trouble. Kicks it away to Miss Yuraka. In the middle, 14-footer, Nicholson. It's good, Kennedy. Can you believe that's her first point tonight?
Kennedy Nicholson is doing a really good job, though, running the point for this team. And I think it was something she did at the end of last year and then came into this year saying, cool, I can go back to my normal position. And then all of a sudden you kind of throw a wrench at her and say, hey, I'm going to need you back at the one. And she's been really good at it for this team.
This is the largest lead for BC, up 8. And now a pass down to the baseline. They tried to hit Drobniak, and she couldn't haul it in. And a turnover by Park. Ms. Urach is going to come out. Riley Wade is going to come out for Benedictine. And Jennifer Jacobs comes back into the game.
So this team, or this game has hit the over, right, on turnovers. We're at 27 combined turnovers and not quite through three quarters of play.
Let's set that Benedictine 5 on the court for you right now. I've got... Putting it in play is going to be Herrera. Bringing it up is going to be Nicholson. You've got Reigns, you've got Jacobs, and you're going to round it out with Riley. There's your Raven 5. Now the ball is on the floor. J.J. reaches in, grabs it, ties it, jump ball. Possession. Park. 1:15 to play.
Yeah, okay. So Chad's upset because the arrow was pointing to the Ravens, but they just got that one a moment ago. I don't think it ever reset. I'm going to tell you the book is going to be right, and I think this is Park's ball.
I think, yeah. And Coach Cooper agrees with you also.
Right. Well, it's one of those things. I'm like, just a moment ago, we had a jump ball that the late Ravens got. Kiana Herrera is going to check out and Twyla back in.
I can't get over the runs. 11-0 for Park to start the third quarter. Then Benedictine scored. Now they are 13-0. Neither team has been able to break these up.
It's like the Dolphins' schedule this year, right? 3-0,
yeah.
0-3. 5-0, 0-5, right? Like, just have to do things in streaks right now.
Here's the pass inside. Batted away by Twyla. Picked up by Riley. Here comes BC. Over to the edge is going to be Nicholson. She'll feed it down to the baseline. Driving in. Skip pass out on top. White goes in. Got fouled. The Park players argue with the official a little bit, and their teammate steps over and says, that's not going to get you anywhere. So We're 47 seconds to go in the third quarter. Coach Folsom thinks it should be a shooting violation. The official says, no, I don't think so.
Lady Ravens were up by six at the break, then trailed, and now they're pushing this thing back up to, what, an eight-point advantage?
Here's a set shot for three for Wade. No, won't go down. Nene coming up with the rebound. Here comes a shot on the other end. No, and a Benedictine foul will provide Park with a couple of free throw opportunities.
This foul going to be whistled against Rain. So the 5'8" senior out of Jeff West High School going to pick up her third foul. So Lady Ravens are out there with Jennifer Jacobs with three fouls, Aaliyah Raines with three fouls, Kennedy Nicholson with three fouls.
Talk about Kennedy down at Baker the other night. Had a nice chat with her family who had come from Goddard up to that game. Here's the free throw. And of course it doesn't go in. That's just kind of how the breaks have gone.
Probably not a terrible trip, right? 35's right there.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's probably half the distance to Atchison. Second free throw is good. So you've got Angel Wiggins breaking the Park drought. It is 41-34. Shot clock and game clock are just a couple of seconds apart. The Benedictine shot won't go in. Park coming up the floor. Outlet right side. The shot for Graves. No. Rebound tipped out. Benedictine. They got plenty of time. Coming up the floor that Nicholson bumped and Angel bumps her again. Comes out on top. She gets bumped out on top again by Nene. The feed goes underneath. Jacobs will can it. Jennifer Jacobs makes it 43-34. And we are going to the fourth quarter. Coming to the fourth here in the Nolan Gym. Lady Ravens have raced from behind. It's Benedictine, 43, Park 34.
The six-pack and a pound is now $2 off at Taco John's. But what's the right occasion to enjoy six crunchy tacos loaded with seasoned beef plus a pound of potato Olay's? How about date night, movie night, thousand-piece puzzle night, picnics in the park, picnics in your kitchen, camping, tailgates, anniversaries, bribing friends, bribing pets, bribing yourself, birthdays, holidays, and any day that ends in Y? To name a few.
The six-pack and a pound, now $2 off, only from Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better. Download the app, earn free food.
But for the Lady Ravens, there are nine players in the scoring column. Yes, most teams don't play nine players.
Yeah, and Coach Folsom has been a guy who typically will play a little more depth on his bench. But right now, I think some of this has come down to you're just going to have to find combinations at this point. You have so many injuries you're dealing with. And you're also at a point in the season where maybe you can play around and try to figure something out.
Benedictine not shooting very well from the outside, but their floor shooting has improved to 44% on 19 to 43. They're 3 of 14 from the outside and 2 of 4 at the free throw line. Free throws are keeping Park in the game. They are 8 of 13, Benedictine 2 of 4, so there's a big difference at the line. Ravens in the third quarter with 16 turnovers so far this afternoon. We go to the fourth quarter. Ravens are going to put it in play. They'll come out on top. Karis Quillo mishandles it, so she does not get an open shot that she was going to have had. Here comes over to Kennedy. Nicholson back over to Riley Wade. They'll feed to the right block. Twyla starts in, dishes back, 17-footer. Jacobs, yeah. Jennifer Jacobs will knock it down. And for her, it will be 6 points now. 45-34. Lady Ravens will be up 11 with 9:20 to go in the game. Would we have a turnover down the court here?
Yeah. So for Parks, they're going to utilize this little bit of a dead ball, and they're going to make a substitution.
Out of the ball game is going to come Angel Wiggins, and you're going to get Kirsten Robbins back in.
So Kirsten is good for about 4 minutes, right? We saw her come out about the six-minute mark of the third quarter and just didn't come back.
The freshman out of Platte City. Benedictine with the ball on the right side. Comes out on top. Reigns goes zone. She doesn't go for 15. Hands it over to Jacobs. She's crashed into. What a shot by Jacobs. Look at the smile on her face. That's nice to see.
Yeah, great job for Jennifer Jacobs, who's a player who's been scoring a lot of points for this team. Today, she's been held at bay just a little bit with 6 points. But again, good to see the ball go through the net. You look up, and with that, they get her to 8. She's looking for 9 right here. But the bigger thing, she sees her team with the double-digit lead.
The shot doesn't go in, but the ball is going to be tipped down and pulled down by Twyla. Goes left side. Kennedy, 3. No. Rebound, Park. And that will belong to Robbins. Benedictine in front, 47-34. 13-point lead. And here's a shot in the middle. It's going to be up and good. Is that Robbins?
Going to be Marzon for another 3.
That is her second 3 of the game, and she's got a half a dozen. 47-37. Benedictine left side, and it goes to Jacobs. Feet underneath. Nicely done, Jacobs. The assist. Give that bucket to Aaliyah Rain. 49-37. For Benedict to kind of get in the flow of the new mix of players a little bit. You can see that. You can feel it. The shot goes up from underneath. It's too strong. Robbins can't knock it down, and Benedict is going to rebound it the other way with 8-10 to go. Pass comes out on top, and it's loose on the floor. Twyla picks it up. Now she's covered up by a couple of defenders, and we get a jump. And again, I like how the official standing next to it, looking at it, doesn't call the jump. The official down to the baseline makes that call.
Michaela Arda is going to check back in, the 6'2" sophomore out of Kentucky.
Coach, you look over there. One of my favorite coaches, Coach Klein, over outside the door to his locker room. The guy's coach for Park. We'll be seeing him in here in a little bit.
So what, Jason's been doing this for a minute, right? 20-some years, I'd say, 22. Does that feel like right?
Got to be about right, yeah. 8:04 to go.
Because Park, even prior to coming into the conference, was a team that we saw every year, at least on the guys' side, just because they were close enough in proximity, why not play him in an on-con?
So what that says is he has been doing it longer than 21-year head coach Chad Folsom has been at the Lady Ravens. Here's a baseline shot from the left side. It's up and good. Shelby will knock it down for Park. Taylor Shelby has 6, and it's 49-39. Benedictine, 7.5 to go. Top of the key, Jennifer Jacobs, and reaching in, another Robbins foul.
So Jason Klein's been doing it for 22 years. Chad for 21.
Mm-hmm.
And with that being said, there's not a coach in this conference that you don't remember them getting hired.
No.
Isn't that a little crazy now that
Coach,
you know,
Cooper,
Jenkins is gone?
Coach Cooper didn't hear. I remember when he was born.
Probably.
Here we go. We'll bring this thing in, and Ravens looking, hits some trouble, goes down low. Raines, what an inbound and a crossover layup for the bucket.
The Lady Ravens have had some really good inbounding plays, and that one was a great one. Is they got a screen on Raines. She ran the baseline, got the backside layup, and the Lady Ravens now lead 51-39.
Good to see the Lady Tigers and head coach Austin Eckert taking to the ball game here this afternoon. Love it when some of the local high school teams get an opportunity to work into their schedule to come here and see some college hoops. Some of those girls who will be playing Saturdays. Here's a shot from in the middle. It rims around, no good. Out of bounds. They're going to say it's off Jacobs and goes back to Park.
Coach Eckert's figuring that a week from today he'll be preparing for some kind of a title game in a tournament, right?
Yeah. Perhaps.
That's
very,
how coaches should
think. Perhaps. Yeah.
Lady Ravens were trying to get a player in, didn't get her to the scores table quick enough, but on the inbound, we're going to get another whistle and another foul. This is going to be the fourth one against Aaliyah Raines. So Raines will check out in for Benedictine. We're going to see Raina Jasper and what's they going to bring? They're going to have Mizoraka in there.
Yeah, Jennifer Jacobs coming out with Raines. 6:50 to play in the ballgame, 51-39. BC, the inbound, the layup missed, offensive board, blocked away, rebounding it back down is Park, follow shot, no, but probably Kyra, who's on the inside of that. Yeah. Missy Rocca, her second foul of the game. Because I'm just tickled to see her back out on the floor. It was a heavily bandaged hand, doesn't seem to be bothering her, but she said it felt fine. Here's a left-handed free throw, knocking it down. Michaela Ortiz. 51-40. Second free throw. Less pretty, but counts the same. 51-41. Park taking a timeout. Let's do it. We're taking a break with the Lady Pirates. Joseph, there's only 6:43 to go in the ladies' game. It's Benedictine 51, Park 41.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Acheson Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. They carry a line of diesel engine parts including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax and Power Stroke engines. Now open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 6 on Sunday. Acheson Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Acheson.
Coming on the court for Benedictine, who leads by 10 at 51-41 and 6:43 to play. Here in the ball game, Kyra Misuraca and Riley Wade is out there. They've also got Raina Jasper on the floor. Kiana Herrera in the middle, and handling their ball from the one is Kennedy Nicholson. Again, guys, I was talking earlier in the broadcast. Kennedy, I look out there, I think senior, but she's a sophomore. She just got senior experience, you know? Here's a left-hand layup. It's up and good. Kiana Herrera has six.
I feel like the Lady Ravens have kind of found a five that works right now. Like they're starting to kind of figure out a group that has gelled pretty well here in the second half. And now a big squat and a foul. Is that going to be Misuraca's first? No. They're going to get Herrera for one.
And that's always the risk. When you take that kind of roundhouse swat at the ball, you know, it draws the eye of the official toward you. So coming to the free throw line for Park is going to be Kirsten Robbins. Kirsten with the racket of the band in the background. Her free throw bounces and rattles. It's going to go in. So Kirsten has her fifth point of the game. She's 3-of-3 at the free throw line, by the way. Second one is up. It is very short. Ravens are going to rebound it down. It is Raina Jasper coming up with that. Here's a three. Wow, what a shot from the left side, Kiana Herrera. You know Kiana, but you don't necessarily think of her as a three-point shooter, but she made that one look very, very easy.
Yeah, with that three, she's going to put her team now up 14.
It is 56-42, the largest lead by Benedictine today. And now on the miss, here comes BC. The backdoor feed is batted away, picked back up, squaring up for the two, missing. And rebound Ortiz. Here comes Park the other way. Pirates will have it on the right side, working right in front of the bench with the basketball. It's going to be McGee. Top side. The shot. No good. Rebound on the floor. Benedictine is going to pick it up. Here comes Raina. Jasper down the left side, stops in front of the Benedictine bench, dumps it over to the edge. Riley Wade. BC back out on top. And look, with 5 minutes to go in the game, Lady Ravens, because maybe starting to spread this out a little bit with a 14-point lead. Going to run that shot clock down. Here's Riley. 9-8 on the shot clock. And
stepped out of bounds.
Wow. It's a black hole over there on the sideline. How many times do you see a player do that?
Well, in the game has changed a little bit, and we're going to talk about that here in a moment. Chad's going to utilize a full timeout.
We're going to do it? There we are. Let's take a break, Joseph. We're down to the last 4:47 to go in the ladies' game. Guys' game still coming up. It's Benedictine 56, Lady Pirates 42.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Back with you here in the Ralph Nolan Gymnasium. A really nice crowd here this afternoon. For Parks, not a very long road trip, so, you know, it makes a better opportunity. Not only is it not a weeknight, you got a Saturday afternoon game, you know, 45 minutes from home, chance to come on the road and watch your team.
Well, I thought you meant for Parks, 45 minutes away, Saturday afternoon home game. You were talking at like one Arrowhead Drive.
Yeah, that too.
Right, I thought that's what we were talking about.
What are they going to be? They're going to be home at the end of the opening quarter, right, for the guys' game?
Maybe. Yeah, maybe.
Park will put the ball in play. Coming out of the timeout, here's Taylor Shelby up four with it. Michael Lane on the right side. Here's a driving layup. It misses, and a Benedictine foul on Miss Uraka. Because here's something that has changed since the last time we saw these teams down at Parkville. Whatever it's been, a month, 6 weeks ago. Aiko Lane, she played a lot in that first game. In fact, started in that first game. But we've seen her in very limited time here this afternoon. The free throw is up and no good for Michaela Ortiz. That is her first missed free throw today. She was 4-4. Second free throw, no good. Now, here's the thing also. You got Michaela Ortiz in the middle, okay? She brings you the size that you like to have inside. She's like 6'2". Realize her only 4 points in the game are on free throws. She hasn't scored a point off the floor. You got to get your five to score, you know? Baseline three for the Ravens. You need that too. Kennedy Nicholson.
Kennedy Nicholson now 2 of 6 from behind the arc. She has 8 points. And the Lady Ravens are starting to put some distance between themselves and Park.
59-42, Benedictine by 17 as we go inside 4 minutes to play. Then a pass on the right side. They were getting it over here to Nene McGee, and just right away just says, I want that ball, reached in, tied it up. Possession, Benedictine. Out of the game is going to come Raina Jasper. So Twyla's back in the game. Kennedy's out there for Benedictine. Aaliyah, Kyra, and Riley. Those are the Lady Raven five. And here's a steal, and the shot is going to be up and good. It was Aiko. Okay. So she has her 4th point today. And you can see that Park has stepped up the defensive intensity a little bit. 59-44, and we're at 3.5 to go. Back and away with the basketball is Nicholson. The feed to the side of the free throw line. Miss Uraka dribbles across, gets it to Rain. She'll take a couple of dribbles, steps inside, and hits the two.
That's a nice job by Rain. She put off the long three, put the ball on the floor a couple times, gets a good 17-footer, but she got that clock all the way down to two before she hits the shot.
And again, if you're going to take a long two, or you can take a few steps and take a shorter two, the decision here was a good one. Here's a shot in the middle, batted away, but Park recovers it, and now it's going to be stolen away by Twyla. Her upcourt pass is knocked free, and Aiko Lane steals it back. She'll come in, pulls up, 13-footer, no, and a Benedictine foul is going to put Lane at the free throw line.
They didn't really like that shot by Aiko because that 15-foot runner, or put it on the ground two more times, and you got a 4-foot contested shot. Like, take the shot in the middle. That is the 4th foul against Mizoraka. It'll bring Aiko to free throw line for a couple.
It's also going to bring Grace Dixon back into the game for Benedictine. Along with her is going to enter Michaela Bauman. Free throws for Aiko Lane. She is 0-for-1 today, but she'll hit the first of two right there. That is her 5th point this afternoon. It is 61-45. 2 minutes and 47 seconds to play. Second free throw rolling. Good. 61-46. Timeout. Coach Norman Kenneth Cooper. Taking a break, Joseph. 2:47 to play. Lady Ravens 61, Park 46.
Hundley Liquor is your hometown liquor store with everything you can imagine. Whether you're in the mood to finish a great day by kicking back and drinking a domestic or imported beer, or maybe even a fine wine to pair with your dinner tonight, whatever your need, look no further. Hundley Liquor at 119 South 9th Street has got it. Beer, wine, spirits. Hundley Liquor, hometown friendly, hometown helpful in Atchison.
Thank you.
Back over here in the No Limit Gym. 2 minutes and 47 seconds to play in the ladies' game. And for BC, it's going to be put in play from deep in the backcourt. Parker's going to go to a player defense full court. Karis Grillo, did you see the look away bounce pass to inbound it? That was kind of cute. She was looking to the right, bounced it in to the left, and now BC is going to have a knock away, but nicely recovered by Kennedy Nicholson. Nicholson will cut down the right side of the lane. She'll go all the way to the hole, missed it. Ravens are going to rebound it back. Twyla, 13-footer, rolls around it, and Twyla. 8 points. Harris Willow, 63-46. With 2:16 to go, leading by 17, you'd think Benedictine is in a pretty good spot right here. Here's a driving shot of the other end. No, but a foul by Michaela Bauman, her third today. And for Benedictine, that's too many. They're going to put Park at the free throw line. Now, end of the game for Benedictine. Maddie Garrison. We haven't seen Maddie yet this afternoon.
Also checking in, going to be the 5'8" sophomore, Kathleen Stanley.
Yeah, we haven't seen Kathleen in today either. We saw both of them in Baldwin a couple of days ago. Free throw here, up and in. Taylor Shelby collects her 7th point, and I believe, Gus, I'm looking at our roster, that means that Benedictine has played all players today.
Correct.
Second free throw, short. Raymond's going to rebound it down. Twyla sweeps it clear. And BC will come up the floor. It is 63-47, and we're down to 2 minutes. Into the fourth quarter, the ball's going to be batted away, and the Ravens try to steal it back. It gets away, goes out of bounds. Benedictine ball. Hey, that was pretty good hustle out there by Grace Dixon. You usually don't expect your five to be up there challenging a guard for the basketball. BC will bring it in. Garrison to do the inbound work. She'll come in on the right side. And off the block, we're going to have a foul from behind on Michaela Ortiz. That will not put Benedictine at the free throw line, as that is only Park foul three. Ortiz is coming out of the game and back in for the Lady Pirates. We're going to see Kirsten Robbins. We're also going to see Angel Wiggins come back in. Wiggins will be in for Nene McGee. How about this, Donitra, Nene, 10 points in the first half, Gus, for Park. Having a great first half. Did not score in the second half. I bet she's done for the day. Here's a shot up, no good. Follow shot, no good. Rebound pulled down by Benedictine, ripped away by Garrison. That was good hustle. This is when you come into the game late. You want to show coach that I should have been in earlier. You know what you do? You get aggressive. You're playing hard. You fight for that loose basketball. Here's a shot up the right side. Head fake, jump shot won't go. And we're going to have another Park foul. Well, it's going to be shooting foul. No.
It's going to be a foul against Benedictine, but because they're over the 5-foul limit, we're going to see free throws on the other end. It will be the first foul of the ball game for the Lady Ravens against Grace Dixon. And for Park, it's going to bring Tilda to the free throw line, the freshman out of Sweden.
Well, we'll see what she's got. Tilda is a 63% free throw shooter. That one kind of danced around a little bit, but it'll go.
She looks like a 63% free throw shooter.
Yeah, that was probably fair.
Hey, it went through. They're not all pretty, but it still came.
This one does not go through. So, yeah, she's right at 50-60. Minute 20 to go in the ball game. Benedictine with a commanding 63-48 lead. BC will stretch it out a little bit. Here's going to be Kathleen Stanley. Back off on top to Maddie. Garrison feeds right side. The shot, no. Offensive rebound. Dish to the left. The jumper from there, no. Rebound, Park. Baseball pass, other end of the court. Drive it down, pulling up for the runner, and it's going to be in. Angel Wiggins has 5. 63-50. We're in the last minute of the game. Okay, do you think Kathleen should have shot that?
Yeah, I did too.
She was wide open. The point was, Kathleen had taken the outlet pass. She was above the three-point line. There was nobody around her. And I'm thinking to myself, I'm a sophomore. I'm going to show the coach I can hit this shot in the game, right?
Yeah.
So she does not take the shot, and Twyla gets fouled in the middle coming to the line. Twyla, she can get to double figures. She's 2 out of 3 at the free throw line today. On the season, a 74.2% free throw shooter. This one is in. Actually, I thought it was going to be too strong, but it hit the rim and went down and in. Looking for her 10th point, and there it is. So Twyla with 10 points.
Twyla will check out and finish the game with those 10 points. Kiana Herrera. Me in for the last 37 seconds here.
Okay, how often do you see a player get a double-double? That's rare enough. But your double-double has more rebounds than points. Is that a charge? It's going to be called a block. Wow. And a foul is going to be on Aaliyah Raines. That is her fifth, I think. The Raines coming out of the ball game. Going back to that, more rebounds than points in a double-double. 16 boards for Twyla today to go with 10 points. That's a heck of a line.
It's a good line, right? Lady Raymond's also going to bring back into the ballgame Raina Jasper. Coach is asking about that foul. What do I tell you? You're up 15 with 25 seconds to go. Probably not even going to get contested once you get across the timeline here.
Kilda Morrison is up there. 1 of 2 at the line tonight. That one is up, and it is good. So here we go at 65-51. 22 seconds left. Driving layup won't fall. Good effort down there by Grace Dixon. And now Benedictine will go to the left side. They don't have to shoot. But again,
I probably would have Kathleen, again if I was
jumping underneath. Is she going to put it? Oh, my goodness. He turns the door. That's going to do it. Grace underneath. And again, what are you going to do? You know what that did for her? Got her double-figure scoring. Final score today, Benedictine 67, the Lady Pirates 51. We'll be back to wrap it up right after this.
It's time for the Amberwell Postgame Show on CARE Radio 93.7 and online at mscsports.net. Stay tuned. Our postgame coverage begins right after this. Deciding between Original Medicare and Medicare Advantage plans can be difficult, yet it's one of the most important decisions you'll make because it affects your health, your finances, and your peace of mind. The Health Benefits Navigator at Amberwell can help you to review your options carefully and choose the plan that is best suited to your personal needs. This service is free and available to all community members, whether you're a patient at Amberwell or not. To set up a free appointment, please call 913-367-2650. That's 913-367-2650.
A wise investor once said, "The stock market is filled with individuals who know the price of everything, but the value of nothing." At Cottle Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to know the difference between value and price. Whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with, give us a call to learn more at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC.
All right, welcome back to the NOLA Gymnasium. Lady Ravens winning it here tonight, 67-51. Because we'll just quickly slide down the scoring. First of all, for Park, McKee with 10, when they play her double-digit scoring. Martin, 8, 7, Shelby, 6 apiece for Lane and Dropjanak, 5 for Wiggins, 5 for Robbins, 4 for Artis. But we talked about Benedictine, the leading scorer tonight, Aaliyah Raines, who fouled out in the last half a minute of the game, had 11. Twyla Karasquillo with 10. Grace Dixon with 10. Getting that last little bucket, getting you to that double figure. He had nine apiece, or nine for Herrera, and then eight apiece for Nicholson and Jacobs. Four tonight for Bauman and Misuraca. Oh, thank you, Airmail. Misuraca with four, and then Jasper had three tonight. So for Benedictin, everybody played. It was a good win for the Lady Ravens, one they needed.
Yeah, and so Coach Folsom's going to pull some stats away, and he's going to be happy with a couple numbers, okay? He had 24 assists on 29 made shots tonight. So that's going to be a good assist-to-shots-made ratio that you're really going to be happy about. He's going to be happy that his team pulled down 47 rebounds, 15 of those on the offensive end. But the one number that you're probably not as happy about is 19 turnovers this afternoon.
And here's the thing with the 19 turnovers again. You are in trouble. They got you jammed up. I mean, Benedictine trailed in the ballgame, you know, by a lot at a couple of different junctures, and they had a nice lead at halftime. Park went on a big run to start the third quarter, but the Ravens were somehow able to battle back and kind of overcome that. That was big for them to be able to come back.
Yeah, we talk about weathering the storm all the time, and for the Lady Ravens, they got behind there, and it was one of those things where they just didn't come out of the locker room very well. All of a sudden, the five on the floor started to gel, things started going well for them, and next thing you know, they come back and run away with this thing, a 16-point victory, and for Benedictine, it was a much-needed victory after, you know, the start of the second half of the season. It's been rough. I mean, they play some really good teams, and then next week, you're going to turn your attention to, what, Wednesday? Is that Fayette, I believe?
Yep,
so.
That's right. Get the binoculars out and go to Puckett Fieldhouse over there.
Probably one of my favorite venues in the conference.
It is. As a player, is it any good, though? You're elevated?
Yeah, you're elevated. You have no way to gauge anything because one bucket's 30 feet from the wall, the other bucket's 40 feet from the wall, you know, I mean, like, just suspended, but from our vantage point, it's probably my favorite.
But here's the thing, if you have a B-29, you're looking to put it inside somewhere, it'll fit.
Telling you.
Congratulations to Coach Folsom and the Lady Ravens again. They win it here tonight in the opening game of this afternoon, in the opening game, 67-51. Men's teams are out of the court warming up. We'll be back here at KREO with that contest. In the meantime, Raven basketball coming up shortly here on Care. We'll be back in about 15 minutes. In the interim, we're kicking it back to Joseph in the Care Sports Studio. He's going to take some really good care of you.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Postgame Show and Benedictine Raven Basketball, heard on Care Radio 93.7 and online at mscsports.net. Special thanks to our title sponsor, Hamada Wealth Management. This has been an MSC Sports production.